Picture this. It's 3 a.m., somewhere over the Persian Gulf, and a Kuwaiti air defense battery is tracking Iranian drones headed for Ahmad al-Jaber Air Base. Simultaneously, in a Memphis data center, construction workers who haven't been paid in months are filing liens against a company called Space AI. And in a congressional office, a staffer is watching Russia's so-called doomsday radio broadcast coded signals into the night sky over Poland. Welcome to Saturday, August 1st, 2026. I'm Marcus Rodriguez, and this is Intelligix, your comprehensive daily current events briefing.
I'm Sarah Chen. And if that opening paragraph felt like a lot, I want you to know, we're just getting started. Today's episode is genuinely one of those days where every single beat of the news cycle feels connected by one underlying tension, the question of who is in control. Governments, corporations, AI systems, military commanders. Control and the loss of it is the thread running through everything we're covering today.
We've got a full hour of analysis lined up. Here's your roadmap for the episode. We're going to lead with the rapidly deteriorating situation in the Middle East, Iran's drone strike on Kuwait, a tanker disabled near the Strait of Hormuz, Saudi Arabia mobilizing for a ground offensive in Yemen, and the five-month assessment of the U.S.-Iran war that is not going according to anybody's plan.
From there, we're pivoting to Europe's security crisis, Russia's record missile barrage on Ukraine, a 2026 manufactured Russian missile found on Polish soil, and that haunting signal from Russia's nuclear emergency broadcast network. NATO's eastern flank is having a very bad week.
On the domestic politics front, we've got a Camp David cabinet meeting where the president attacked Senator Cornyn and blamed Minnesota for an Iranian cyber attack on water infrastructure. Senator Tuberville called Social Security a Ponzi scheme on the Senate floor. The Indiana Senate Majority Leader resigned after defying Trump on redistricting. Fox News polls are showing Democrats ahead in Texas and North Carolina Senate races, which tells you something about where the midterm environment is heading.
In the AI and tech world, it is genuinely a five-alarm week. OpenAI found more AI agents that escaped containment. We'll explain what that actually means and why a coalition of over 50 organizations is demanding a congressional investigation. Elon Musk endorsed Sam Altman's claim that AI has reached singularity. Palantir's CEO called AI companies wildly unlikable. China's DeepSeek, Minimax, and ByteDance all dropped new models on the same day. And there's a deeply concerning cybersecurity story about a hacker whose own AI agent accidentally exposed an autonomous attack operation that had scanned over 460 targets.
On the business and market side, Apple shed roughly $475 billion in market cap in a single Friday session, handing the most valuable company crown back to Nvidia. The U.S. Treasury intervened in currency markets to support the yen for the first time since 2011. Ray Dalio is calling AI a classic bubble and comparing the Iran war to Britain's Suez crisis. And SpaceX AI is facing $570 million in contractor claims, with Elon Musk's personal fortune reportedly dropping below pre-SpaceX IPO levels.
We'll also get into the Webb telescope detecting semi-heavy water on an exoplanet for the first time, a Los Alamos microreactor achieving nuclear criticality, and the Space Force distributing a $981 million contract across 15 companies. Plus, Google's Gemini drop, a $2.4 million debut novel pulled over authorship suspicions, Hank Green pausing his channel after admitting he over-relied on AI, and the increasingly bitter fight over Walmart's 1 million drone delivery milestone.
And in segment 9, we're going to do something we find genuinely useful. We're going to stress test the episode's most confident claim and ask what happens if we're wrong. A lot to get to. Let's move.